Mr. Henderson was standing by the kitchen table with his wife. On the table was a glass jar of red wine. I knew about red wine because one of my babysitters was an old woman who drank red wine from a jar. Mr. Henderson had some wine in a jelly glass, and just as I ran past, he was taking a drink. He was dressed in a Santa Claus suit. There were too many things to take in. Too many stunning things. I had complete, utter belief in Santa Claus. I had seen him in a store, sitting on a raised platform, had been terrified by his power over me. I tried to be good, and when it didn't work, and I was bad, I hoped that he wouldn't hear of it. And when I sat in his lap to tell him what I wanted, I nearly peed in fear. He meant Christmas and toys and more to me, and I had seen his work. The year before, I had asked for an army rifle with a wooden bullet that moved back and forth with a bolt, and Santa didn't find out that I had played with matches. And I found the rifle beneath the tree on Christmas morning. And now I found that Santa Claus was Mr. Henderson, an old man who drank red wine and scratched and spit and swore at me, and who I had heard my mother say to a neighbor woman couldn't hold a job. That was Santa Claus. I couldn't believe it, and so I stood in his open door and looked up at him and asked him, "Are you Santa Claus?" He looked down at me and took a drink of wine and nodded. "Sure, kid, I'm Santa Claus." I believed him. He had no reason to lie to me, and he was standing there in the suit with the hat on, and his wife was holding his beard. How could he not be Santa Claus? I ran back to our apartment and cried some. When Mother came home from work, she had a can of Spam, which we ate at dinner with fried potatoes. But even that wasn't good enough to cheer me, and I told her, "Mr. Henderson is Santa Claus." Mother stopped chewing. "What do you mean?" "I saw him today. He was dressed in his suit, and I asked him if he was Santa Claus, and he said he was." She didn't say anything. "I thought Santa Claus lived at the North Pole and had reindeer, and now Mr. Henderson says he's him. Is that right?" "Not really, Pumpkin. Sometimes stores will hire somebody at Christmas to pretend he is Santa Claus so that children can talk to him. But there's only supposed to be one Santa Claus, isn't there?" "Yes, but..." And, of course, it didn't matter after that. It didn't matter what she said. It was done. Santa Claus was ruined, was gone. And I knew he didn't exist, and that I'd been lied to, and there had never been a Santa Claus. I cried some, and Mother sat with me for a time on the couch that felt like a carpet and had flowers on it. And she said some things about Mr. Henderson that weren't very nice. But it didn't change what I had seen or knew, and I would probably have spent the rest of my childhood and perhaps my whole life not believing in Santa Claus. But the next day Mother came home from work and sat at the kitchen table. She put me in her lap and opened an envelope. "We got a letter today from Marilyn. She wants us to come up and spend Christmas with them at the store in Winnipaw. You'll get to see Matthew and everything. Won't that be fun?" I had mixed feelings about going north. My Uncle Ben and Aunt Marilyn owned a store in the town of Winnipaw. The store was right on the lake, with a dock that went out over the water. I had only been there in the summer, when we lay on the dock and watched the large green fish swim down in the cool shadows. I'd never seen it in the winter, and didn't think it would be as much fun as it had been in the summer. And Matthew was a problem as well. He had something wrong with him, so that everybody said he was dying. I wasn't surprised.